1980, the year of my birth, although this is before my actual birthday in 1980, REM play their first gig as REM in Athens, Georgia, to 150 people. Show ended at 2 a.m. when police closed it down. The venue was unlicensed, but REM got their start officially as REM on this day back in 1980. Heard one from their first album and one of their first singles, Radio Free Europe. REM playing their first gig on this day back in 1980. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. In 1980, the year of my birth, although this is before my actual birthday in 1980, REM play their first gig as REM in Athens, Georgia, to 150 people. Show ended at 2 a.m. when police closed it down. The venue was unlicensed, but REM got their start officially as REM on this day back in 1980. Heard one from their first album and one of their first singles, Radio Free Europe. REM playing their first gig on this day back in 1980. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show. Find me on Twitter, at Scott Bertram. You can find our next guest on Twitter, at Ross A. Marchand. He's Director of Policy for the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Ross, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate the time on this Friday morning before Easter. So Medicare for All, we've heard about this, and Democrats are certainly leaning in this direction. I mean, they're leaning in all sorts of directions on health care. But look, Ross, I'm told this is all free, so what's the problem here?
Yeah, I think that's probably the problem. And whenever you hear free, you should probably look twice and disregard that, right? Because what is being proposed here is single-payer, similar to what we see in Canada, even more quote-unquote generous. But it's only generous if the person paying has agreed to pay and would like to pay. And in this case, who will foot the bill? Taxpayers. And Bernie Sanders doesn't even know how taxpayers are supposed to pay for this. He's very vague when it comes to the payment section of his legislation. I know, huge surprise, right?
Yeah, real big surprise. We don't know how we're going to pay for it. And, you know, this is... The discussion of deficits and debt has fallen off the radar a bit, especially the debt issue, where we're well past $20 trillion in debt. But you know, the big drivers of that debt are those promises made via Medicare, via Social Security, and those systems are already heading toward insolvency. How much quicker might we get there if this is the new plan?
This will break the bank for sure, and it's not that there's a simple sort of imbalance between, you know, how many people are going to pay for it and the services available. It's also, I mean, you know, you've had situations before where reporters have asked Sanders, okay, so what's going to happen with doctor payments? And Sanders has responded, well, you're going to have to cut them pretty much overnight. So what's going to happen in that case? A lot of doctors, especially in rural areas, are just going to close shop. And you already have a problem with healthcare access in this country, especially in rural areas. So the question is, how is this even going to be a functioning system on top of the question, who is going to pay for this?
Well, we're going to end up, and look, this is an idea, this Medicare for All that's been debated, you know, for a long time. But I've made this argument. This argument's been talked about now for years, but it's still accurate. You know, we would essentially slide, wouldn't we, into like a two-tiered system of medicine, with one tier for people who could afford to pay themselves and the other tier with these lower reimbursement rates for people who have to rely on Medicare.
Right, and that's exactly what you see in a lot of European countries that already have socialized medicine. And the sad, you know, unfortunate part of this is that you would expect something like this coming out of Senator Sanders' camp. But what you wouldn't expect is you wouldn't expect Republicans to embrace big government proposals, and that's exactly what you're starting to see. It doesn't quite look like Medicare for All, but you're starting to see Republicans propose government solutions to very real problems that would actually make these problems worse.
Yeah, there's one proposal would cap out-of-network physician payments to arbitrarily contrived averages of what doctors charge, quote, in the same or similar specialty and provided in the same geographical area. That sounds like some sort of prevailing wage legislation.
Absolutely. And it's in response to this problem known as surprise billing, and that if you get rushed to the hospital and you think that the hospital covers your insurance, I mean, that's all well and good, but it's possible that the doctor does not accept your insurance, the doctor that is employed by this hospital. Mm-hmm. Everyone's been talking about this over the past 2 or 3 weeks. It's called surprise billing. And this is a proposed solution by a lot of Republicans. And in fact, whenever you have government price fixing, it just makes the situation worse. I mean, just look at Obamacare.
Yeah, let's look at Obamacare. This shocks me, Ross. Rosh Marchand with us from the Taxpayers Protection Alliance here on the Steve Gruber Show. You have all these Democrats in different ways talking about health care reform, Medicare for all. Bernie Sanders unveiling that proposal last week for his plan. And no one ever asked the question, didn't we just do this? Didn't we just upend the entire system, what, 6, 7 years ago? Obamacare. Why isn't that working? We were told so many promises about that plan.
People don't learn their lesson, and one problem leads to the next. And with the case of Obamacare, you see networks, insurance networks, and they're getting narrower and narrower and narrower. So the government could say to you, hey, you're covered, but if your plan doesn't cover anything, are you really covered? It's like a time-old philosophical question. and because of these narrow networks, I mean, this creates problems like surprise billing. And then surprise billing inspires more federal quote-unquote solutions, which, surprise, expands the reach of government. I mean, this never ends.
Keep a close eye on this. You can go to protectingtaxpayers.org, protectingtaxpayers.org. That's the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, and our friend Ross Marchand on Twitter as well. Ross, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me on.
This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Pay can start anywhere from $15 an hour to more than $30 an hour, maybe more depending on your experience. Don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com. Look on MichiganConstruction.com. Remember, great training programs available too. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on MichiganConstruction.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.